There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We stream live every day on YouTube from 4 to 7 as well. So make sure that if you are not in your car and you're like, hey, maybe you could put on the Odyssey app. You could also pop us on your smart TV. All the different ways you can check out this here radio show. Today, special treat in Ashburn. Oh, hello, Adam Peters. Did you do something that you want to talk about? Sure did. I traded for Marshawn Lattimore. The Commanders GM speaking to the assembled press today after acquiring the four-time Pro Bowler and started off with some opening thoughts on Lattimore and the trade.
Getting Marshawn, he came in this morning, got a chance to meet him. He's what we thought he was as a person, as a competitor. And just want to thank really all the people that went into this, and it's a lot. You know, it's not just me sitting there making calls on the deadline day. It's really, it's months. And our pro scouting staff making calls and canvassing the league and watching players throughout that whole time. Our R&D department doing a lot of work on a lot of different players, and most of this doesn't even, you know, see the light of day for anybody outside of our building. And they do a ton of work and did a lot of write-ups on a lot of different guys, and then we had a lot of people calling around the league, and we have I think we had Martin Mayhew, Chris White, Lance Newmark, Scott Fitterer, David Blackburn, all just canvassing the league for weeks and weeks and just seeing what we could get and if there's anything out there. And a lot of it just goes and nothing happens. But this year we were able to make something happen that we're all really happy about. And when you get to a certain point, you involve the coaches and they do a great job giving you an opinion of how a player fits into your scheme. And really, there's a lot of people to thank. Certainly, Mickey Loomis was really, really professional and really all that he did in terms of his communication and being straightforward. So I thank him a lot for the way he dealt with this. And really, the biggest thing is we're really, really excited to get one of the best corners in the entire league and a guy who fits how we play. He's a four-time Pro Bowler. He's a dog competitor. He's what you want in a corner. And what's really cool is we were able to know a lot more about him. You guys probably read a cool story about this, but we have four players from the Ohio State 2014 recruiting class now. And so we're trying to corner the market there. Those guys are pretty good. I don't know how they lost any games. But so there's some guys in this locker room that knew him already. And so that's going to make this transition even easier. And we're pumped.
I can imagine why. If you think he's that good, you think he's one of the best corners in the league, then yeah, I would be pretty psyched to have him as well. I know that two of the guys that he played with at Ohio State were Terry and Noah Brown. I don't know who the other ones are or if those are the two guys that he's talking about, but clearly guys that know him well, and you get that scouting report. Dan would have competed against him, I believe, in the NFC South when he was down in Atlanta. So he's got a little bit of a file on him for sure. And that's the thing, when you have so many different guys from in your front office from multiple organizations, there's no doubt there's multiple people that scouted him. And so they have an understanding of who he was coming out and what he, you know, whether your pro scout's been watching him all along. And so obviously a lot of intel and a lot of research, and they feel very confident in the guy that they got. But as for how they zeroed in on Lattimore, well, he seems like the best corner that was available, but we know that they want the right guys here. So Adam Peters, I'll let him answer it in his own words.
You know, first you look at the play style and to see, does he fit our play style and the type of mindset we want on the field. And then you really, with your contacts throughout the league, you can get a lot of information on players, and certainly in your own locker room too. So all those things lined up for Marshawn, and he was available, which, you know, that's the last piece of it, I guess. You know, you can watch him all you want and love him all you want, but if he's not available, he's not available. And you know, we didn't know that he would be available for that whole time, but if you wait till when he's available, then it's usually too late. And so they did all that legwork, our staff did, just in case he was, and he happened to be, and that's when we were able to make that decision quickly.
So they get him in here. Now the question is, how does he fit? And I think that's an interesting question on multiple fronts, and I'll give you Peter's answer in a second, but just as a bit of setup here, this is a team that has played a lot of cover two this year. Lattimore is known as a man corner, but he definitely can play zone. Like, this isn't a William Jackson situation. Like, we're talking about a very different caliber of player here. The play style, the physicality, the size that he has, the speed, the competitiveness. Like, you know, we joked about it yesterday, but like, he fights Mike Evans at least once a year. They play twice. At least once is a fight. Sometimes it's both times. And that is who he is. He's got that dog mentality. You'll hear Quinn later call him a dog-ass competitor, which is the best thing that Dan Quinn can say about another human being in Dan Quinn world. So there is a lot to like here, but ultimately you want to maximize each guy. And so I'm going to play you the answer on how Lattimore fits with the team, but I actually think what's interesting is how the team can fit Lattimore, because I do think the way that they're playing might ultimately wind up changing the more and more comfortable he gets and the more that they realize what they can do around him.
He fits in any defense, which is what's cool about him. And so whatever we're playing, if we're playing zone, we're playing press man, we're playing whatever it is, he's going to be able to do all that. He's a really, really smart player. He's a really instinctive player. He's physical, and those are things we're looking for. He's just a really good football player all around. And so, I think that's really what you're looking for on tape. And then you hear the great things about, you know, how he competes. And, you know, Terry said he was a dog competitor, you know. And so you see it and then you hear it. And so those guys will fit in any locker room. And that's, they don't always come available. So we were excited that he was.
So the other thing that's worth mentioning is Lattimore should be highly motivated coming into this, because I talked about this yesterday and had a bunch of people asking me on Twitter or on YouTube comments or whatever else, Instagram, being like, hey, you said he was a one-year rental. He's not exactly a one-year rental. He could be a multi-year player for this team. He also could be a one-year rental. He has zero guaranteed money left on his contract. If he comes out and it doesn't work for whatever reason, maybe the dog barks up the wrong tree, if you will, like it just doesn't fit. This has been a cohesive group and, you know, he comes in, the chemistry doesn't work, whatever. I doubt that's going to happen. Like, Terry's not going to sign off on a guy if he thinks that, you know, think of all that Terry's been through. And then if he knows a guy's not the right fit, is he going to be like, yeah, bring him in anyway? No, he's going to express his reservations. And I think they know how precious this locker room is. In terms of the rarity of how quickly it's all come together. But for what's the hamstring doesn't get right, whatever. And they just go, eh, we're good. They can cut him. They can move on. $0 on the cap, $0 of Josh Harris's money. They can move on. They could also keep him at the $16 or $18 million number over the next 2 years. They could also be like, hey, you got no guaranteed money, so you're going to play at our price, and we're going to restructure you. and maybe you add on a year, add a little bit of new cash, move around some of the money, and now those cap numbers come down every single year that he's here, but you can keep him long term. But the key part of that is, I shouldn't have really said rental. The Commanders have the power here. So that's something that's really exciting in terms of the future part here, which makes this answer something that I want to hear from Peters, because they've said, for good reason, they want to build through the draft. But if Lattimore is a multi-year guy, how do you strike the balance of free agency and trades to supplement what you're building through the draft?
You're always trying to strike that balance. And I think, I mean, I'll give you a long answer, but really we were able to pick up some draft picks earlier this year, and we had a surplus. We had 9 picks, and so that made us feel a little more comfortable doing this. And then also you're looking at the landscape of this next year's draft, this next year's free agency class, and knowing that with some of our corners that are going to be coming up as free agents, that we're going to need to either re-sign one of those guys or dip into free agency or the draft. So you weigh all that, and then you see, okay, is this player better or easier to get than maybe a free agent or a draft pick? And so knowing all that, and then knowing that we had a couple extra picks, and we still feel really good. We still have 7 picks, and I think if you look at the charts, our picks are actually, what we have now is more in terms of points than what we had, you know, back in August. So we still feel really good about that. We have a what's currently a really high third round pick. We'll see how that ends, the season ends, but and that was one pick that we certainly didn't want to give up for this, and so long answer, but that's kind of how we looked at it.
I do love that little bit of a, I don't know if it's a shot, but just a little bit like, yeah, you know, we have more picks than we did in August. Tell me more about the Jahan Dotson trade. Just a little small, subtle flex from Adam Peters. There is another order of business that is also fairly important, and that is, hey, is Marshawn Lattimore going to be able to play right away? You'll hear Adam Peters give the latest on Lattimore's injury status. You'll also hear more from Dan Quinn next on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.